all over the country. And get this, according to a new report from the Daily Caller, after days packed inside these over cages and facilities, well, migrants are ultimately then transported on private, unmarked jets to Abilene, Texas, and then loaded onto buses and commercial flights with destinations all across the U.S., again, with a high rate of COVID positive. This is madness because it's draconian measures for you, the American people. No testing for people that are breaking our laws, not respecting our sovereignty or our borders. I guess this is what America Last policies look like. In Tacoma, Washington, one overflow where more than 1,000 migrants were transferred, they are now experiencing what is a massive COVID-19 outbreak. According to the Seattle Times, hardly a conservative news outlet, while the government released about 570 detainees it deemed at high risk for contracting COVID-19, nationwide super spreader event in the history of the U.S.
So there you have it. Sean Hannity, I thought, masterfully pointing out what's going on. And the Biden administration, they can send as many folks as you want to the border, but until we figure out the solution to this problem. And maybe it's like, you know, alcoholics, that they have to admit to their failings, to their shortcomings, to the disease, and what we've got along our southern border is something that is not. And I've heard this from countless people down on the border. It's not just an immigration problem; it's a national security issue. We'll talk more about that coming up. Very excited, top of the hour. Randy Thompson, Nevada State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business. Also, Dr. Robin Titus will join us later on. Assemblywoman District 38, the minority floor leader, but also a medical doctor. There is there's a crisis facing our state, and it's slightly related to, but not entirely by, the pandemic. It's something that is far more serious. It's a nursing shortage. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 3:30 as we check out our traffic cams, gotta say, overall, it's not that bad, but it's not quite the early rush hour yet. We do have some reduced speeds as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 as usual. Northbound around Spring Mountain, south at Sahara. Expect a little bit of congestion south 15 at Washington. Kind of sluggish as you work your way through there. Of course, delays on the downtown freeways due to those lane restrictions. You're down to two instead of four lanes on the 515 between the Spaghetti Bowl all the way out to Eastern in both directions. And you're also getting some backups on that transition, leaving 15 north over to 515 eastbound.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Might there be an MLS team in Las Vegas moving forward? The city and the league have flirted with each other for quite some time, and now Milwaukee Bucks co-owner Wes Edens reportedly is attempting to secure a team. MLS wants to have another expansion team moving forward. It looked like Sacramento was going to fill that slot, but then they had issues that resulted in them falling out. So now that spot back open, and according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Wes Edens of the Milwaukee Bucks wants to bring an MLS team to Las Vegas. Raiders football continuing to get set for their first preseason game Saturday against the Seahawks. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Check it out, Limu, a roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look! An emu wearing sunglasses!
Limo, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty.
Hi, Tom Baudette for Motel 6, leaving the light on for the homebody, who now would rather be an anywhere but homebody after spending 12 months stuck at home with nobody but themselves. Well, Motel 6 has plenty of clean, comfortable rooms, all at a great low rate. So when you decide to visit somebody, anybody, anywhere else but your home, Motel 6 will be waiting. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up top of the hour, Randy Thompson, Nevada State Director for the National Federation of Independent Businesses, or Independent Business, I should say, and good person, and we'll find out about the recovery across the state of Nevada, and are there areas that maybe are not coming back as quickly as we had suspected? We'll do that coming up. Gentleman Jim Dallas is a big baseball fan. Am I right about that?
Yes, indeed. Cincinnati Reds all the way.
There you go. Right now, they're getting ready for the first ever Field of Dreams game in Dyersville, Iowa, which I'm blown away by because I've never visited, but I love the just the idea of going to Dyersville and the Field of Dreams. They just had... this is so cool. They just had Kevin Costner on, and it was so cool. I mean,
it really is, because Dyersville, Iowa is it's a small town, population 4,000 people. It's in the middle of corn country in the United States, and they're the Field of Dreams, which it's a movie that came out in 1988. People not familiar with it. It's a little bit of everything. It's kind of a fantasy movie. A guy didn't have a chance to play baseball with his father when he was a kid, and he regrets that his entire life. And in this fantasy movie, he has an opportunity in this Field of Dreams where only a few people can see that the Chicago White Sox.
Black Sox.
The Black Sox, who, you remember who they lost to in that World Series, right?
No.
The Cincinnati Reds.
Oh, my God!
There was actually, I don't want to get too far off of the baseball thing, but if you go to the Mob Museum downtown in Las Vegas, one of the tickets to that game, the game that was thrown by Shoeless Joe Jackson and his crew, it was a game... to that 1919 World Series between the Chicago White Sox and
that's
the Cincinnati
incredible.
Reds. It's part of it. But, Shoeless Joe Jackson, he's kind of the star attraction, and he walks out of the cornfield and appears to certain people. And then when they're done practicing, they're done playing, all the players, they walk into the cornfield and again disappear until the next day. And they took a big swath of Kevin Costner's property there and made the baseball field, and he was losing money. So they're fighting between his family members, and it's just a real, real fantasy about baseball and the classic 1919 World Series, where Joe Jackson, who was banned from Major League Baseball, did not cheat. I think he hit around 300 in that World Series, but the rest of the guys, they sloughed off and they blew it. But you get a chance to go downtown to the Mob Museum, Kevin, you'll have an opportunity to see one of those tickets to that that World Series.
Well, they're doing maybe drone shots. I forget if this is a drone or if they've got a blimp or something. But they got visual shots that are just incredible. And people are walking between the cornrows. And they've got this little mini stadium that's built up. And the Yankees and the White Sox are getting ready to go at it. I guess they couldn't do interleague play and have the Reds be a part of this, could they?
No, that would be something if they could actually do that. But yeah, they were saying that a couple of the players, they got lost in that maze, that corn maze that you're talking about. So hey, they got a baseball game to play. But if you get a chance to ever see that movie, The Field of Dreams, it's with Kevin Costner and James Earl Jones. Great, great movie. It's one of the all-time classics.
Coming up on the show, we're gonna get serious again because the whole issue of infrastructure, we talked about it with Tom Cotton, is so vitally important. Now, you know, there is infrastructure and then there's human infrastructure. We're always going to separate the two because people tend to want to glom all of it together, and it's not the same. I mean, it really isn't. When we come back, we'll let you hear from Newt Gingrich because he has some thoughts on this whole infrastructure thing, and that the bill that's before Congress right now, the two bills, are all wrong for America. We'll get to Newt Gingrich coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
The legislative session was a predictable mess for those of us who believe in free markets, limited and accountable governments, and individual liberty. However, understanding which lawmakers voted for what bills, well, that's just the beginning of being able to hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. What took place in Carson City during the session goes far beyond just the votes that they cast. Nevada Policy's legislative report card is your complete guide to what happened behind the scenes of Nevada's 81st legislative session. Not only is each lawmaker graded on their actions in key policy areas, but we break down exactly how the process unfolded throughout the session. That includes the backroom deals, the trade-offs, and the political nonsense behind every key piece of legislation. Go to nevadapolicy.org/report card and sign up to be the first to receive our 2021 legislative report card when it comes out this summer. That's nevadapolicy.org/report card. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Well, you used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump. But a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive. Every single month, you get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
We all know the far left is waging a relentless assault on our core American values, pushing higher taxes, bigger government, dangerous sanctuary city policies, and extremist ideas like critical race theories in our schools. You're probably asking yourself, what can I do? Well, former Attorney General Adam Laxalt and his friends at Morning in Nevada PAC are hosting the 6th annual Bask Fry on Saturday, August 14th. And while the event is sold out, the good news is that you have the opportunity to watch it live, online, for free. The speaker lineup is top-notch, featuring some of our country's leading conservative champions, like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Tom Cotton, American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp, and more. The Bask Fry is Nevada's largest annual political event, and there's still a chance for you to live stream all the action, and it's absolutely free. To register, just go to morninginnevadapac.org. That's morninginnevadapac.org. Check it out. Paid for by Morning in Nevada PAC.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A new rock star in the Nevada Republican Party. Annie Black will join us after 5 o'clock, 5:05, Assemblywoman District 19. And we'll find out what's going on in her world as we get ready to find out if we're going to have special sessions, and if so, how many. We'll talk with Annie Black just after 5 o'clock. I promised I'd let you hear from Newt Gingrich, because this whole thing of infrastructure, the Biden infrastructure bills, according to Newt, and I think he knows something about legislation, having been a former Speaker of the House, I would think he would know. He says that the Biden infrastructure bill is all wrong for America. Listen to this.
Dr. Fauci points out, we have hundreds of millions of cases now where people have been vaccinated. I've been vaccinated. Calista's been vaccinated. And the Food and Drug Administration still hasn't approved it. Now, how stupid does the FDA bureaucracy have to be to have this huge worldwide proof that is safe, and yet clearly some people are not getting vaccinated because they're waiting for the government? And that's typical of what we're seeing. In California, $32 billion was stolen from the unemployment fund. In Washington State, $900 million was stolen from the unemployment fund. The notion that an unreformed bureaucratic system that is incompetent, is ridden with corruption, and is incapable of functioning, is now going to get $3.5 trillion, tells you that ideology is defeating reality. We need to reform the federal government more than we need to pay more for it. We need to reform the Pentagon more than we need to pay more for it. And yet the rush is always, you can write a bigger check. Why? Because you're writing it on your grandchildren. All of this money is phony. None of it's covered by taxes. Even the infrastructure bill, was very disappointing to see the Republican senators basically cave on whether or not the bill would be fully paid for. It's apparently $250 billion unpaid for. They still voted yes. And I think it's just Washington is totally out of touch with the real world.
Wow. We'll see if it passes in the Senate, looks like it. Don't know what happens in the House. I don't know what happens with $3.5 trillion. I don't know if you can get enough moderate Democrats on the House side to go for that. And I'm looking at the calendar. If it doesn't happen this year, it probably won't happen. And because you're going into an election right. year in 2022.
Well,
and if that's the case, then Christmas is your deadline. Maybe they go up to that deadline, but it looks like that. Go ahead.
Well, you have Democratic Secretary of the Treasury, Larry Summers, who's a PhD in economics, was president of Harvard. Summers has said publicly to his fellow Democrats, this is crazy. You're going to create so much inflation, you're reinventing the Jimmy Carter economy, except it's going to be worse. And I think people, you had $3.5 trillion on top of $1.2 trillion on top of all the COVID emergency bills that were passed last year. You are flooding the system with paper. You're not flooding it with new goods. You're not flooding it with new services. And in fact, you're sending out so much cash that there are millions of people who aren't going to go to work because the government's taking care of them. This is an invitation to an economic disaster, and the people who are going to catch the blame are called Democrats because they're doing it.
That's what I love about Newt Gingrich. He is very direct, and he's to the point, and he is on point. This whole notion of infrastructure, and we're going to be talking a lot about it because they're gone now. Congress, the House and the Senate are gone. There is talk that the House may come back on August 23rd. Don't know that yet, but for certain. But the word is that they're going to be coming back. And I'm just going to tell you, this is going to be something that is should scare every American, regardless of your political affiliation. I think Democrats will, once we find out what's in this bill, because remember the $3.5 trillion bill, nobody knows what's in it. It is the, quote, framework for a budget, $3.5 trillion, with a T, trillion dollars. And nobody knows what's in it. So what they're going to do is they're going to do what they call in Congress, fill the tree. And they're going to load all kinds of stuff up on this. And until we see the legislative language, we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. By the way, I want to remind you, coming up on Saturday, we were talking about it with Tom Cotton earlier, but the sixth annual Bass Fry is coming to the Corley Ranch, and this is an amazing, amazing event. It's sold out. All 4,000 tickets gone. And the only way you can see it is live stream, which is a pretty cool way. You can sit here in Southern Nevada and look at the picturesque Sierras and the beautiful Corley Ranch. And all you got to do is register to live stream. Here's where you go. www.morninginnevadapac.org. That's morninginnevadapac.org. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm just sorry I have to miss it this time because I was looking forward to seeing Ron DeSantis and Tom Cotton, and I think Cotton's making his second appearance. DeSantis, I think, is making his first. And Matt Schlapp, I think he's been there before. He'll be there from CPAC. It's gonna be a lot of fun. And can I tell you the great thing is it's a who's who. There's a lot of glad handing that goes on. A lot of potential political candidates will be there trying to stick their finger in the wind, so to speak, and see which way it's blowing and whether it's blowing in their direction. Whether they're gonna be, it's a great opportunity to fundraise. I know of a couple of candidates down through the years that has come away with $50,000, $100,000 in campaign funding, which is the mother's milk of politics. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. Repairsmith.com, code RADIO.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Coming up, 505 Annie Black is in South Dakota for the Mike Lindell Symposium on the vote. And this could be fascinating. Now, we know that Fox News would not air commercials by Mike Lindell. So what did Mike Lindell do? He pulled his $50 million account from Fox News. Whether he'll be back on there eventually, I don't know. But it'll be interesting to see. Annie Black is there. It's the final day of the symposium, and we'll find out what the conclusion is that she has come to, that he has come to, Mike Lindell has come to, and you know how the story ends is gonna be interesting to see. One of the things that to me is so sad, and it involves the farewell for Officer Ella French in Chicago, and how the mayor of Chicago has exposed herself for what she really is, which is a communist, anti-police. She says she wants to refund the police, but I don't believe her for an instant. And a little bit later on in the show, Gary McCarthy, who is a former Chicago police superintendent, will react to they tried to speed up the farewell to Officer French. They wanted to, you know, brush it under the rug, so to speak. And it's sad that this is what it comes to. But I just heard this morning that Lori Lightfoot is now saying, well, we need to refund the police a little bit because there's so much violence in the streets of Chicago and other American cities. This could be said in New York, in Baltimore, in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, almost every place but St. Louis. St. Louis, one of the few cities where crime is, violent crime is actually down. Did you know that? I did not know that till yesterday. This whole thing of, well, now we're going to refund the police, to me, does not wash. Because Ella French is dead, and it is so incredible.